And now we're going to Psalm 32. It's another psalm that's quoted in the New Testament. We're going to read it together this morning. Psalm 32. Down in the village, I suppose their meeting is letting out by now. They start a little earlier than we do. But they have considered this psalm this morning also. I heard them saying that Brother Frank was going to teach, and he was going to speak from Psalm 32 and Psalm 51. Psalm 32. Lord, we just want to pray that these words from these psalms will have really touched the hearts of the boys this morning.
Yes.
We pray, as your word says, that as your word enters, there is light given. And we just pray that your light will be shining in hearts today. Thank you for the goodness of God that leads to repentance. And thank you for the freeness, the gift of your grace, Lord. We thank you for forgiveness and for redemption and for the fact that the gift of God is given to us, eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Eternal life begun below now fills my heart and soul. We thank you, Lord, for this, and we pray that our campers shall experience this as they are here, shall come to know you, Lord, shall really have an encounter with you. And Lord, today we pray that you will work in their hearts and lives,
yes,
in the village, in the cottage. Give them a wonderful day with you, a day when your gracious working proceeds in their hearts, also a day when they truly enjoy fellowship with each other and with you, and fun in the outdoors. We just thank you for this place, and we just pray that you'll give them all a wonderful day. Thank you. Keep your hand over each one of them, as well as over us now, and touch our hearts as we consider this precious psalm. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's read it together, and then I like to do what we've done over the years in this camp, and give opportunity for you to speak on this psalm. Perhaps some verse in this psalm or some thought that just grabs you as we read through. Something that you're so thankful for, or something maybe that you feel the Lord would have you share by way of exhorting us, giving us some help from Him. We can be a blessing one to another, can't we, as we share from His Word. Let's read. Last time we started with the NIV, so this time we'll start with the King James Version, okay? And then two verses, and then those with the NIV will read two verses, all right? We'll go through that way. When you come to Selah, we'll skip that, I guess. It means pause. It's really like a rest in your music. You don't play that. You just observe it. Oh, well, how long should we pause? Uncle Hans used to say, when you'd see that word, just say smile. So, pause long enough to smile. All right. King James, let's read together two verses. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee, in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto thee.
You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you.
Be not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about.
Rejoice in the Lord, and be glad, you righteous. Sing, all you who are upright in heart.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, as I said, we give opportunity for you to share from this wonderful psalm. Please be free.
I love the word joy. Be glad in the Lord, verse 11. And rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. And I thought that word is contingent on the first verse in the 32nd Psalm, which says, blessed is the man whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sin is covered. We don't feel too happy when we have a heart that's guilty or full of failure or full of anxiety. But when we come to the Savior, we've just been hearing, nor silver nor gold can obtain my redemption. I'm glad for that, aren't you? But the blood of Jesus. And when we come to him and are washed in the blood and our transgressions are forgiven and our sins are covered, then we can shout for joy. All ye upright in heart, he gives us joy in place of sorrow. I'm so thankful.
He gives me joy in place of sorrow. He gives me love that casts out fear. He gives me sunshine for my shadow and beauty.
Verse 7, you are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. Be thankful for those songs that the Lord gives us. I am blessed, don't know why. I wake up every day with a song, practically every day. It's very unusual that I don't have a song. As soon as I get up, and I count that a great blessing. I remember Brother Gordon, when I told him that once, Brother Gordon Gardner, he said, honestly, that doesn't happen to me. So for some reason, there was a godly man, and comparing us to, there's no comparison. But somehow God just chooses to bless people. Anyway, the other day I woke up with a song that was rather puzzling, though. It was A Spoonful of Sugar from Mary Poppins. Where did that come from? Well, maybe I needed it that day. I don't know. But it's a wonderful thing how the Lord allows us to recall that. He puts it in our heart. He puts scripture in our heart. That's why it's so important that these young men, it always blesses me, it has for years, when those young men in the village and the girls sing the old solid hymns. They'll never forget them. No. And the Lord will remind them and will review in their hearts just a phrase as they go along their Christian way, or maybe when they're far from the Lord will bring them back. I know he did to me when I was far from him. He would bring verses back that I learned as a child, and songs. I remember once when I was in a place I shouldn't have been. I was just standing there, and the verse came, though, I'd make my bed in hell, yet thou wert with me. The Lord had his hand on me and spoke to me, far from him, but he spoke to me through his word and through those songs. I'm so thankful for that. We have to get the Word of God in our hearts.
Amen.
We have to take those songs. We heard the other day, we should take every song, every testimony as listening to the Lord, because He speaks through these different means. I'm thankful for those songs of deliverance.
Wonderful, wonderful Jesus, in the heart He a wonderful song, a song of deliverance, of courage, of strength, in the heart He implanted a song.
And before someone else seals the next verse, I was also looking at verse 7. Thou art my hiding place. And I was reminded of Psalm 91, which I turn to sometimes. Scripture is given in the meeting, and we can see people flipping through their Bibles and checking it out. And to quote Brother Gordon again, but I don't have the voice you have, it all hangs together. Is that similar? Brother Gordon Gardner, he used to connect scripture and scripture. And here in Psalm 91, we read, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, connected with that hiding place, what happened? Shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I've sometimes spoken of this verse in a little church in Canarsie. The Lord brought out to us that we need to stay there. The word dwelleth means to live there. In His presence, then it'll work. If I run around and do my own thing, it won't work. I'll lose out. But we're encouraged, and thank God for these verses and words of encouragement that point us the right direction, and that establish us that we can live in God's presence. It says the secret place of the Most High. What's a secret place? Sometimes children have a place where they can hide from their brothers and sisters, right? And then after a while, when they leave you there 2 hours, then you sneak out and see if anybody cares. But we have a place with the Lord if we want to.
Yes.
We can hide there. It speaks about His wings, under His care, in the hollow of His hand. Those expressions are used in the Bible. But I like the expression here, that I will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That means under His protection, under His care. The military has, the Air Force has, what do they call that over Canada? The nuclear umbrella, is that right? Something like that. I'm not familiar with military things anymore. But the bombers, I don't know if they still, I assume they do, or more so perhaps, they used to fly over North America, constant watchfulness and vigilance to detect any kind of threat from our enemies. Someone said that we live in a hostile world, something like that, in enemy territory in this world. And we want the Lord. We want to have this reality in our lives, every one of us, that I'm under the shadow of the Almighty in His care and protection.
Amen. Yes.
Under His wings, who from His love can sever. Under His wings, my soul shall abide, safely abide forever.
Blessed is He whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. It takes a long time. I know how important faith is. I would want my own salvation. With all might I seek to have faith, but it came not. And I was dismayed and a long time. And, but the word of God was in my heart. I read the Bible every day, and one day the Holy Spirit spoke to me. God gives grace to the humble. And I think this was a word who helped me. I surrender my life to the Lord, and then I was surprised I can believe. It was a wonderful thing to me, and all the darkness, was away from me, and the light of Jesus was in my heart. And I am so thankful for Jesus, for His word, for His Holy Spirit. All the praises be to our Lord, our Redeemer. He loves us. He bought us. I am so thankful for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He'll forgive your transgressions and remember them no more. He'll forgive your transgressions and remember them no more. Look unto me, ye people, saith the Lord your God. He'll forgive your transgressions. He'll forgive your transgressions and remember them no more. And remember them no more. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red,
sins and their iniquities will I remember no more.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
I pray.
this psalm is special to me for a number of reasons. One is that when I follow the Lord in water baptism, the verse that the pastor gave me was the eighth of this psalm. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. I'm thankful for that verse and the promise of it. And then the 10th verse that you mentioned, when you spoke, I thought of how that brings us back to how we started the meeting of Christ in us. You know, the Lord puts away our sins. He forgives the iniquity and takes away our guilt and cleanses us too. And he deals with those sins of ours so that our hearts can be a fit place for him to dwell, for him to come. Lord, be at home in my heart. Well, we have to take care of those sins. And thank God that he has done it. Praise the Lord. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Well, Psalm 91 is also quoted in the New Testament, Brother John, as you know. I didn't know if we would take that one. It's quoted by the devil in the New Testament, but it's still quoted there.
That's the verse I quoted.
It's a wonderful chapter. It's a great one. But so is this one. And perhaps you'll remember where. And well, I'm not going to tell you, because this morning I'm going to leave you with some questions. And I'm hoping that these questions will take you back to this chapter. They're not hard questions. I'd like to get an answer to each of these questions today. Not that someone gives me all the answers, but maybe one of these questions, you'll look for your answer and you'll give it to me. It is, or they are, find three words for sin in this chapter. Three words for sin. When you come to me with those three words for sin, then we'll talk about the different shades of meaning for those three words, okay? Then find three things that the Lord does with sin. They're here. What he does with sin. We've mentioned them this morning. A great beatitude this psalm starts with, doesn't it? Blessed is the man. Blessed is the man. And then a great testimony. A great testimony. And then a great admonition. And then a great promise. In fact, more than one. Great promise. You can find them for me. Find me a couple promises, all right? So let's see. You're going to find me three words for sin. You're going to find me three things God does with sin. You're going to look for the great testimony of this man of God, David. You are going to look for the admonitions and the promises. And then you're also going to tell me where this psalm is quoted in the New Testament and in what connection. So we have a little homework to do today. I know that some of you are very busy, but you don't have to do it all. Just take a stab at one thing or two, all right? And that'll bring us back to this really great chapter. It is a wonderful chapter that I have learned to love deeply. I really love this chapter, and I hope you will too, if you don't already, by the time you're finished with it today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The blessedness of the one to whom the Lord imputes righteousness without works. You'll see that in the New Testament quotation. I almost slipped and said where you were going to find it. Did I say it yet? Okay, good.
What was that again?
all right. Find it and be blessed. You will be blessed today as you look at this psalm. And I'm hoping that different ones of you will come to me with some answers to my questions. Sometimes they tell me you weren't clear. Was it clear? Three words for sin, three things God does with sin. Recite me David's testimony, his admonition, a couple promises that we have, and then where it's found in the New Testament and the context. Yes, it's the Apostle Paul's teaching. That much we'll give. All right. So praise the Lord. And thank you for your participation. It's such a blessing. It really is to hear from one and another what God has given to you. Let's sing Nor Silver Nor Gold in closing, 207 in our hymn books. 207. As you find 207, I like to make two announcements. Some of you signed up for the boat ride tonight, and weather permitting, we're going to have a boat ride, and that boat ride is a supper cruise. And Susan has some sheets. She also has a list of names for the people that signed up. And she's going to bring to you a sheet of paper, and we must do this morning so that we turn them in by lunchtime, that where you can choose your menu. It's not just everything that you ever thought of. It's on the sheet, and you can circle what you would like. Those are your choices, okay? And so we want to hand them into the kitchen. And you can then have your heart's desire when you go out on the boat this evening. The other thing is that this morning on Wednesday, I told you the other day we have certain times that we set aside for prayer during the week. And one of those is Wednesday morning. We have prayer from now, the close of the meeting, to the first bell till 12 noon. And we go into that room to wait on the Lord, and also feel free to pray aloud or not pray aloud, as we said. Spend some time as a camp, those who can, before the Lord in prayer. We do that on Wednesday mornings. Now, this is not compulsory. We know that you have your work to do, some of you, and others are on vacation. And this is come as you can, leave as you must, come back when you can. You know, it's like that. I have to go and make a call or two also. So, but we just keep that room for prayer between now and 12. We won't be running the vacuum cleaner out here. You know, that's what I mean. We're setting aside this room for, and so don't play the piano or the organ, all right? This room for prayer between now and noon, all right? And the Lord sees our hearts and rewards the diligent seeker, he does, with more of himself. Let's stand and sing 207.
Not with gold, but with a price, the blood.
gain my redemption. The holy commandment forbade me draw near. The blood of the cross is my only foundation. The death of my Savior removeth my fear. I am redeemed, but not with silver.
Pray with us yet, please.
Dear Lord, we do thank you for the precious blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It cleanses us from all sin and enables us to draw nigh unto thee. We pray that we shall avail ourselves, O God, by faith, of the wonderful work of salvation that will bring us into the secret place of the Most High. Enable us to abide in this hiding place. Oh God, you said you'd never leave us nor forsake us, that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I shall not be afraid what man shall do unto me. We want to go out in this faith that you are for us. If God be for us, who could be against us? Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. One more blessing. If you have access to Faith's Checkbook by Spurgeon, there's a reading on Psalm 32:10. He that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. And as many of those readings are, that's a gem. So if you want to look that up, it's another blessing for you. He that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Now God bless you all and give you a great day with him.